This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Wednesday today, the 8th day of June. Good to have you along, everybody. It is the day after the end of the presidential primary cycle of 2016. And we're going to talk about the finances of what happens now that we're in general election land in just a minute here. First, though, this item of interest, possibly to the winner in November. The first time a Clinton ran for the White House, the mantra was, "It's the economy, stupid." The World Bank would like to submit its alternative for this time round. It's the global economy, y'all. The bank's forecast cuts its 2016 global growth estimate down to 2.4%. And to be clear, there are many in Washington who would be thrilled to tiny little bits at a 2.5% growth rate here. But that new global number from the World Bank is A, lower than predictions from a lot of the other biggies like the IMF and the OECD. And second, it's the latest in that string to be revised down. Marketplace's Mark Garrison starts us off.
Different countries, different challenges. Low commodity prices hit emerging economies. Europe and Japan are still hurting. And this year started off badly for the U.S. Ihan Kuza is the lead author of the World Bank's latest report.
What these numbers mean is the global economy is still trying to recover from this low, weak growth it is trapped into.
His team also cut its forecast for America's growth. That puts it in line with the National Association for Business Economics. NABE's members are dialing back their outlook for 2016 American growth to 1.8%, largely because they're worried businesses aren't investing enough. Lisa Emsbo-Mattingly is a research director at Fidelity Investments and the president of NABE. Of particular concern to economists, uncertainty about the presidential election.
If I'm a business person making decisions about hiring and investing, if I see quite a bit of uncertainty on the horizon in terms of policies, whether it's trade policy, immigration policy, labor policy, I'm going to hold off.
None of these lower forecasts alone are signs of doom, says Justin Wolfers, professor of economics at University of Michigan.
It's a case not for pessimism, but for less optimism. So things are going to keep getting better. It just means they may not keep getting better at the pace we're hoping for.
Predicting that pace is tough, especially in the wake of a historic crash like 2008, says Nariman Baravesh, chief economist at IHS.
What you're seeing here is, and this is true of most forecasters, including the World Bank, is that every year they think next year growth is going to recover, and then every year it doesn't, so they have to cut back their forecast.
For what it's worth, economists do see growth speeding up in 2017, but we won't know for sure until later. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
One never knows.